Okay, next we have to discuss the fiscal year compensation board recommendations.
Why don't you do that?
One second.
I will bring back up.
Okay, go ahead, Gene. What were you saying?
I said, the next thing we have is the compensation board's recommendations to act on that for fiscal year 22, which was a 6% increase for the sheriff and 4% for the rest of the elected officials. Does anybody want to start? I guess I'll start. I would like to see it, you know, in that 1.5% possibly. Social Security is getting 1.3. That's the cost of living. I don't think this is the year to do anything real big and major. I'm willing to listen to hear anybody else's thoughts on this.
I guess what are the unions at? Are they at 2% this year?
2.5.
Yeah,
that's a 3-year contract. So are they at 2 next year? Is that the deal?
It's a 2-year contract, and this is the second year.
Yeah, this is the last year.
All right.
Now, my thought on that is that's been brought up to me. We in the past have always tried to make everything equitable. So my thoughts are next year we go to the union and say, you know, everybody else buckled up last year, you need to do it this year. Now, I'm not saying that we might not vary off of that a little bit just to get a multi-year contract, but that'd be it. So I know that's an issue we have. We got unions and I think you guys all got a letter from Zach.
The Board of Compensation only offered us one comparable, and that was to the city police chief. But they really didn't have justification. I'm not sure where their numbers came from, the 6 and the 4.
Well, I think this year, from what I haven't heard of everyone's, but maybe Courtney has. I think the comp boards across the county have been all over the board. I've heard of one as close by here that was 5% across the board with the $2,000 stipend to every elected official. That, and I think they're going to go with the stipend and probably a fairly decent raise. So they've been all over the board. I just think we've got people that are totally on fixed income are having a rough time, and our small businesses are having a rough time. The rest of our sectors, I think, are probably doing all right. This is just my thought. I'm one person on this board, so I'd like to hear everybody else's thoughts.
I guess in my opinion, this is going to be a little different and not the custom same way we do it every year, but my recommendation would have the comp board readjust and make a more equitable and a palatable suggestion than the 6 and the 4. I think that meeting shocked me a little bit. That was pretty quick. There wasn't a lot of discussion. So I guess my recommendation would have them deny their request and have them meet again.
Well, I think I know what you're saying, Stephanie, but they give us a ceiling that we had to work with. It's basically what they did. Anybody else?
Well, I would just say that I think the I think the comp board meeting was pretty weird this year. I mean, I think there was there was some maneuvering that went on right away, and it held up. So you know, it is what it is. You know, as far as the, it was commented last year about the sheriff's salary, because last year we increased the sheriff's salary and the treasurer's. You know, if we're trying to keep, if we look at the cities and we're trying to keep up with them, you know, I mean, then that means, I think chief of police, 2 years ago got a 5% increase for 5 years. So, I mean, you know, so does that mean we're going to be continuing to do that and then still be behind? You know, I mean, all we're doing with 5% is staying even with them, you know, so we're not really actually, I mean, if you really want to give a raise, you've got to give something like 10% if you want to keep up with the city. So I don't know. I don't know if we can do these comparisons much longer, because we're just keeping up. We're not getting ahead. And I'm not sure what the answer is there, but I guess I'm for reducing the recommendation by 2%.
So 4 and 2.
4 and 2.
So you're saying you cut it 50% then?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's
50%. Not 50%.
50% would be 1.5 and 3. I'm saying reduce it by 2%. Reduce it by 2. So, Stephanie, you said it. 2 for the, and I'm not sure this is a motion, but I guess I could make it a motion to take the sheriff to 4% and everyone else 2%.
You can't do that. It's not equal.
I'm reducing it each by 2.
You have to reduce the total by...
The percentage has got to be equal, same.
Okay.
I mean,
that's why
I
say when you say, so if you go 2% on everybody else, that's 50%. So the sheriff would be then 3%.
So if they're advisory, we have to keep that 2% the same.
Gotcha. All right.
Now,
code says you can.
We can do the supervisor separately.
Yeah, but the supervisors.
But the rest have to be all equal.
That so if you want to take the sheriff to 4%, you need to figure out what percentage that is less than 6. 33. So you'd be actually reducing the recommendation by 33%.
2.8. All right, I'm gonna throw one out there. See how it flies. I want to split this by 50%, so you basically have a 3-2, but I also want a $15 increase per month on the $1,500 policy.
Rich, I know what you're getting at. But we can't tie that with the comp board. We're just on a comp board. Just strictly wage.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm going to push like hell for a compensation on a $1,500.
Can you explain that? What's the $1,500?
$1,500 policy. Most of our employees are on $1,500
deductible.
Deductible.
They're actually on the 7.
I'm sorry, I missed.
I know what you meant.
I was going to say, Rich, I didn't think you were talking.
Yeah, not on the 1500, on the 750. Most, the difference between the two policies is so minute.
Okay.
Why would you take it?
So you want to raise the lower?
I want to leave the 1500 alone and raise the 750 up
the monthly
a little bit
payment.
To start to get that balance and a little bit different. So some people, it's a great plan. Some people have
Okay, so Wellmark's going to be here next week. He's going to talk about our rates. I think you all saw my email. Like he's thinking like 2.4, something like that. Last year, you guys left the $1,500 alone. You didn't increase that or the HSA. You took and raised the low deductible by whatever we did.
Right.
I would recommend doing that again this year.
What was that, Courtney?
Well, last year you left the high deductible plan alone as far as raising the rates, and you raised the rates on the low deductible plan, which made the gap a little bigger, but I would recommend doing that again this year because it'll continue to make the gap.
That has been a policy recommendation from our insurance manager quite a few years. But we're just going to leave it there. Now, there is a benefit to the employee if they don't say, I did that, which cuts into their wages. That's why I'm saying the 3.2, the 2% more than the cost of living. But I'm also going to take maybe 10 or I want to kind of let's consider taking $10 or $15 or whatever that 2% or 2.5% or 3% that they recommend that they come to us with. Let's apply that again this year. And that will kind of balance out some of that 2%. That's just my philosophy.
So can we lump some the sheriff one time?
The compensation board would have to recommend.
Okay, recommend. So they're more than an advisory board.
Well, they set the top that you guys can pay. And you guys have that amount to either reduce or you can go with their recommendation. So they kind of set the ceiling and they say this is what we think you should do. And the Board of Supervisors has in the past accepted the recommendation. I mean, they don't always reduce it. Sometimes they feel it's a fair raise and they do it. But a lot of times there's negotiation and it does get lower.
So lump sum ruled out.
They would have had to make a lump sum recommendation. Yeah.
Even though they're advisors.
Yeah, they don't set policy, they don't set budget, they can't spend money.
But we have to stick to the parameters.
Yeah, according to the code, they basically set the max. Can't go above that. Somebody was talking to me about doing a stipend. Some auditors get a stipend for being the budget director. Because a lot of counties have their own budget director. And the only way to do that is the compensation board would have had to reckon the auditor receive a stipend.
And Scott, just for your this salary also affects our deputies in our offices too. I'm not talking our law enforcement deputies. I'm talking about our deputies in the office.
That's controlled by the department.
Yeah,
right. Like 85% of Courtney's salary or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Where it should be like she hires someone.
So, Gene, you've been doing a lot of figuring there. What'd you come up with?
Well, I just on what he did there, that would be reducing at 33.33%. Would bring down that the sheriff to 4%, and then the others to 2.67%, which then would be above what the unions get.
Can I say something? I know I'm not really part of this decision making process, but. Just some things I've thought about. You know, we talk about elected officials, and that's all we're talking about. I know that it affects the deputies, but for the most part, we're deciding elected official salaries. And elected officials are not like regular employees. There's no guarantee that in 4 years we'll have our jobs. I think the recorder's race a few years ago taught us that sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I mean, Ashton's doing a wonderful job and she's doing just fine in the office. But if you think back, the person that held that office had the experience of being in there for many years and didn't win. So there's no guarantee that you were going to win it. So I don't think elected officials should be treated like regular, non-union, non-elected employees because it's not the same thing. If they come out here, come to work every day and do a good job, they're going to have a job for you. Whereas elected officials don't have that, and that's the risk you take when you have a job. I understand that, but I don't like it when we talk about elected officials and employees' salaries because I don't feel that it's a fair.
They get along together.
And that's just my opinion. Yep. Take it for what it's worth.
And I agree with you. I agree with you, but I mean, some people, then they always bring up what the union is, and that's why you're totally 100% right. Elected officials are not guaranteed a job. I mean, and if they get into a contested race, they could spend a lot of money to keep a job.
Yes.
However, you know, you have people in your office, Courtney, that are deputies.
Correct.
And so that their wage is determined off of what we're determining today.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
And, you know, when somebody accepts the deputy position, and I know this has happened to me, you know, sometimes the raises aren't as good. You know, the elected officials might have a lesser raise than the employees. And that's happened in the past. But I figured that's just a risk to take, because if you stay here and you were a good employee, eventually you might be at that 85% of your elected official salary. And then it kind of works itself out. So whether they get more or less than a non-union, non-elected employee, the deputies have to realize when they take that job that there's a risk that they may not get what other employees are getting. Because I just don't think it's a fair.
Any other comments?
Boy, we got a smorgasbord to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm actually okay with what you just presented, Gene.
Which is what?
Or 2.67.
Yeah, Rich's was that we would reduce it 33.33%.
No, 50%. I wanted to do it. It's a 3-2. Sheriff gets 3, the rest get 2.
You can't do that because it's not percentage.
You said it's a percentage. They took 50% off one, 50% off the other.
And this confused me last year.
Mm-hmm.
But you're reducing it by a certain percentage.
So you got to do that equally.
It's 2% more than whatever we recommend for the rest.
So this is how it ended up last year at what, Courtney? 3.5% for the sheriff and what for the, I can't remember, but it was an odd, you know, it was an odd percentage when we got done.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing right now, Gene, is you're you know.
Yeah, if
you're Rich making it a 50% split, but it really doesn't come out to 50%.
No, you got to do equally. If you do a 50% reduction, that would take the 4 down to 2, and it would take the 6 down to 3. That's equal. If you want to keep the sheriff at 4%, then you reduce it 33.33%, which would be. So that brings the sheriff down to 4, and it would bring the rest down to 2.67.
You cut the sheriff by a third, so you have to cut everybody else by a third.
I said the sheriff gets
3.
Sheriff gets 3, and around 5 gets 2.
That's not the way it works out. That's
so the sheriff would get 3, but the rest would get 1.
So Gene,
Gene, what would it be if it was 3% for the sheriff? What would the others be getting?
Yeah, there you go.
They would get 2%.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Oh, that would be 2%.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that's what Rich meant.
That's exactly what he said.
Okay, well, yeah, but you're saying 4. And
you said the sheriff, or you did say that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Go on.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to
put you on the table.
It was a really short time you had here, but it was fun.
So that would be that's a 50% reduction.
That's a 50% reduction.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. If somebody wanted to make that motion.
3-2.
That's what I really.
Let me
follow that.
Anyway.
That's what you really meant, Rich, right?
Yes. I want to cut it exactly by 50% on side.
So then you take the 6% and half of that, that's 3%.
Yep.
4%. And elected is 2.
Okay.
That's just my thought. But I still want to stick with what Clark Brink presents us on the insurance. I still think we should.
Well,
we should
yeah, that's,
look at that.
I don't know if we can consider that right now. I think, you know.
Yeah.
We're just
no, I understand that.
Because you can do your editing separate. Yeah. Now, when you guys are, when you're saying the 2%, are you talking, can we have the discussion on the supervisors? Because I know supervisors
can
be separate.
We can do it separately or we can do it all together. It's how you just want to do it.
I'd like to bring the supervisors to 1.5. Closer to
the COLA.
COLA.
So we need a motion to separate the supervisors first.
Well, don't we need a motion first on the sheriff and the rest of the elected officials first?
I'll make the motion that we take the comp board's recommendation and reduce it by 50%.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary? Aye. Motion carried.
Just curious, Gene, what were you interested in?
I'm still like to, down at 1.5 to 1.3.
Okay. Yep.
I just think the timing is not right, but that's my point. Okay, now we have the supervisors. Is there a motion on the floor for that?
You know what I'm gonna do. I think with the timing and with COVID and everything, you know, I do want to commend everybody for putting in the extra time and working hard, but I also want to try and lessen the burden on the taxpayers. So my recommendation is for supervisors not to take a pay increase this year. I'll make that motion.
Is to what?
To not do a pay increase this year.
Do a freeze?
Yep.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Well, I've made that motion 2 years in a row now, and this is a year I think that maybe it should not be a freeze. So that's a comment that I had. I got criticized last 2 years when I made that motion.
Over the years, I've had all kinds of comments. I had one individual that actually told me one time, he would always gripe when we got ourselves a raise, and the year we did a freeze, you know what came out of his mouth then? He said, "Don't you guys think you're worth anything?" So you can't win. Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
How many was that?
Three.
Okay, opposed?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. We got that done.
Yeah.
Something that always takes a goddamn long for a little nothing. Okay. Elected officials or regular non-union and regular employees. I would say within light what we just did, I would say a 2% is probably in line there.
Is that a motion?
Yes. And again, that goes back to the fact that I think, you know, we've had employees that have done an excellent job. And, you know, we got to remember, we have also our health insurance is coming in low form, so there's a savings there. We have a good package. We could probably do more. But again, in light of what's I think this next year is not going to be an easy one yet neither. So that would be my motion, a 2%.
I have one question.
Yes.
Dean, the budget meeting that we had would differ from this.
By 0.5.
The conservation commission, the conservation budget meeting we had with Jason would differ from this. Does that fit anywhere in this category? Or how do we maneuver around that?
It's completely different because it's going to be a budgetary item, right, Dean?
Yeah, right.
Well, if what we've done in the past is someone is suggested a higher raise than that, they have to come out of their budget. We're gonna cut that budget down that much.
Yep, that's strictly a budget request.
Okay.
So, Gene, is your motion for 2% and then the department heads can distribute that at CC Fit?
Yes, I think that's still a good idea. If they want to do some variations amongst the department, that's fine with me. But just that their total budget for salaries is 2%.
So for clarification, say if someone, some department head determined that they wanted to give their employees 2%, then this would be another 2% on top of that. Is that what you're saying?
Correct? No.
Oh.
What I'm saying is that if you take the department head, and I'm going to add another stipulation on this too. The department head is allowed 2% for the total wage increase. Now, that is to be used amongst the department. But that does not mean they can raise theirs above. The director or department head cannot raise their budget, their salary above 2%. I don't want them to give someone none and then take it themselves, okay? But if they want to do some variations amongst the staff, if they think someone needs to be moved up, they can move someone up, but that has to come out of somewhere else and that amongst the rest of the employees, which is what has happened in the past. Some of them have given someone a little extra and taken a little less from somebody else. Some of their higher
take their salaries this year, you know, times 2%, and that's what they have to work with. That's what they have to work with for this upcoming.
Unless they use it within their budget, right?
Well, I mean, the salaries are not supposed to increase more than 2%. So, I mean, I don't think you should be pulling from your telephone line to pay a salary. Your salaries should be whatever's their salary is now. It's 2% of that. That's what you have to work with. Now, bottom line, you know, if you go over on a line, you can go from other places. But if you're saying a 2% raise, it should be their salary, whatever it is now, at 2%, and that's what it should be. You want to give somebody 5% and you don't have that in your salaries?
We're funding a pool for each department, and the department head distributes it how they want.
Right.
Yes. And I feel
that 2% is the funding percentage.
Yes. And I feel like you should only be looking at the salary lines when you're talking 2%. You know, you should take your budget and go 2% more. It should just be salaries. So.
Right.
I don't really recall any departments abusing that in the past. I think it's worked well.
Betty,
you
took a different bucket.
Yeah, because it has to be out of the same function, which.
Yeah. Okay, there's been a motion. Is there a second to that?
That motion.
2%. So this is the function number. So, as long as
if there's no second, the motion dies for lack of a second?
I'll make more sense.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
So the motion was a 2% for non-union, non-elected employees. Is
that
the property?
Now, Courtney, clarify, I'm going to have an also question here. In the past, the secondary roads, do they usually find that follow the contract then, the unions, like the other office staff?
The office staff? I'm not sure. I'd have to look.
Would you do that for me? I have a question.
If the union's at 2.5, anybody that works in the roads department should only two based on that motion.
Do we get 2% based on that motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're non-union. They're not eligible to be.
All right. I didn't know if that, okay.
That's the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah. All right. That motion died for lack of a second. Is there a new motion?
Well, I think this has been a real difficult year for our employees all across the board. There have been situations that have come up that have been very complicated, and it's we've asked these individuals to do more. And so with that, I would make a recommendation, and I would move that we give the non-elected, non-union salary individuals 3%.
Is there a second to that?
Courtney, I'm going to ask one question. Did we receive funds from the federal government in order to keep people employed?
For the federal government, no.
From the state?
From the state, we've got COVID relief money that offset our expenses for sheriff, ambulance, comm center, and the jail. So it wasn't extra money to spend. It was just money that we already have spent. And as a county, we didn't, the extra expenses we've incurred because of COVID, you could probably look at Sarah's hours, some of the contact tracers, I suppose you could look at their hours. But really, I don't know that we have had a ton of overtime in our sheriff's office because of COVID. Maybe the ambulance, but I think the ambulance was more trying to find people to work when people were out with COVID. So we did submit and get reimbursed $200,000 for salaries from our public safety. And what I'm doing when I'm working on a budget amendment, and that money went into local option, but we're going to be redistributing the back into the general fund and the rural fund because it's going to go back into the departments where it was paid out of. So we can't keep it in the local option because that's not where the payroll came out of. Payroll came out of the general fund and the rural fund. So you need to put that money back in there. To answer your question, yes.
You gave some, but no. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, is there a second yet? If there's no second, the motion dies for lack of second. Is there another motion? We've got a 2 and a 3.
I want to make a motion to go for 2.5 for the non-elected officials.
Okay, there's motion for 2.5. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary?
Aye.
Okay, 3-2. 2.5 it is.